true story.
This month, discover the story of Talasi, a girl who lived in the 19th century. She belonged to a tribe called the Nimipu, or Nez Percés, who were great horse breeders.
Talasi, a Native American girl who loved horses.
1865, in the northwest of the United States, the Nez Percés are going to a powwow.
Dad, I would like to take part in the race with Tall Dog.
But Talasi, the race is for warriors and big horses.
But Tall Dog is very fast, and I know how to fight.
Yes, but we have just arrived after a long journey, and Tall Dog carried you all the way. He needs a rest. See? The racehorses don't carry anything, so they are rested for the competition. Tall Dog is a good horse, but he needs to rest. The Nez Percés train their horses in different ways for different jobs, such as hunting, carrying loads, and farming.
Woo-hoo!
Hunting horses are strong and fast. They have a good relationship with their rider. Slower horses are trained to pull loads. Our people are proud to give each animal the task that suits them best. That's why tomorrow we will cheer for our friends, but we will not race.
That may be true. But I know I could win.
At this time, powwows were held in secret. The European invaders who governed the United States didn't want the Native American tribes to unite. They were afraid the tribes would organize a war to force the Europeans off their land. The next morning, everyone comes to watch the big race.
Yes, faster! Go!
You should support the crow. We are going to win.
What? My tribe is better with horses than the crow.
Really? I am Makawinigos of the crow. I have been riding since I was born, like all my brothers.
I'm Talasi, and so have I, and we ride Appaloosa horses.
What are they?
Appaloosas? Come and see.
The Nez Percés breed horses with spotted coats that are known for their elegance and strength. They are called Appaloosas.
He is beautiful, but that doesn't mean anything.
Even a child riding that horse could beat your best warriors.
Yeah, sure. No kid could get up on a horse like that one.
The first to get on a horse is the winner.
Hey, that's cheating. Anyway, you won't be able to stay on. Girls are not riders.
Talk less and get a move on.
Up you get, young man, and forgive my daughter for her little joke.
But I am one of the best riders in my tribe.
Well, these Appaloosas are very special horses. They recognize their own people.
I'm sorry if I startled you by suddenly jumping onto your back. Thank you for trusting me.
Talasi, wait for me. Don't go. My name means he who is strong. But these horses make me feel very small and weak.
Our tribes have always been friends. Come, let me show you Tall Dog. tall dog is more our size. You will feel comfortable with him.
Are you sure he doesn't mind? I don't know how to behave with him.
If tall dog doesn't agree, he will let you know.
Wow!
Joseph is the chief of the Nez Percé.
Friendships between the tribes are important. These are difficult times, and we need the Crow as our allies.
After the powwow.
The powwow was amazing, Dad. I've learned a lot more about horses.
I'm glad, my daughter. Let's hope you don't have to learn about war anytime soon.
12 years later, the Nez Percé have been forced off their land by the white man. In June 1877, the Nez Percé go to war, led by Chief Joseph. Talasi is now 20 years old.
Dear friend, protect my father and my people. May you win a great victory for us.
The Nez Percé are defeated. They have fewer weapons, and the tribes that are their allies don't come to support them. The Nez Percé head for Canada. Their horses carry them almost 2,000 kilometers. But the U.S. Army catches up with them at Bear Paw, just 60 kilometers from the border.
I must surrender to save my people.
After the defeat, the Nez Percé are forced to live in reservations. Their horses are declared war weapons and are killed. Today, there are still Appaloosas in the United States, and some Nez Percé people are now breeding them again.
The end.